Well, thank you for joining us, Gary. This is really fun to get a chance to talk with you. And you have some exciting stuff going on. Not only a new Jayhawks album coming up, but you once again worked with Ray Davies. So a couple of things to talk about. Let's start with the Jayhawks album. So Backroads and Abandoned Motels, and that's coming out on July 13th, right?
Right.
And that one is a little bit different because you're taking songs that you previously wrote for other bands, with other artists, and you're making them into a Jayhawks album. Tell me about how you decided to do that.
Well, it really came about from our friend John Jackson at Sony Legacy, who's had a lot to do with Jayhawks reissues, and we got to know him that way, and then ended up he's this really cool guy. He's not like a stuffed shirt, and big Jayhawks fan, young guy, and he's a player. So he ended up kind of sitting in with us. Next thing you know, he's in the band when he can get away from his office job and become a dear friend. It was his idea. He said, because we were kind of in between records, we hadn't really started writing for a new one. And he said, I think people would really love to hear you some of these songs. I believe you're a writer that should be more well known, and he just was kind of his mission, I think, to kind of get my name out there, and knew that we could reinterpret these songs and make them our own. So it was really him, and he's the same guy who connected us with Ray Davies.
Wow. Well, how great to have a booster and a fan who's in the business who really wants to promote what you do and is so excited about it, obviously, if he wants to join the band as well.
He said, Sony wants to put it out. So, it's a good guy to have in your band, I guess. But that's not the only reason we have him in the band. He's great.
Well, and you had written, some of the songs are ones that you wrote with the Dixie Chicks. And I know Jacob Dylan, Carrie Rodriguez, who's a Texas singer-songwriter that we've enjoyed having in our studios before, and a bunch of other people. And I know some of them, I know at least one of the Dixie Chicks songs you've performed, you've already had in your performance repertoire, right?
Right. Everybody Knows is a song we already kind of dabbled with and felt like it was something. I played it a lot in some of these songs. I played even more in my solo sets, But, so some were kind of just naturals, and other ones we kind of discovered as we went along.
And I imagine when you were writing with these other people, it was for their projects, so you weren't necessarily thinking of it from the perspective of doing it with the Jayhawks. Was there some special thought that had to go into adapting it for the band?
Well, that's true. These songs were written for usually with other artists, not just other writers, which means they were really supposed to be helping the artist express what they wanted to say, and also you pretty much handed those songs off, and then they took them to the studio and did what they wanted with them and really did great jobs. I don't have any complaints with their versions, but maybe there were things that maybe you would have done differently if you recorded them in this way. It was kind of like, well, we can speed it up, slow it down, change the key, change the feel and the sound, and just do it exactly like I wanted to do it. So that was kind of part of the point.
Well, that's kind of fun. I never thought of it that way, but you can just say, well, I kind of had it in my head this way, and now I get to embody that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, they're different. The Dixie Chicks, I did play on the sessions for that record, so I was involved, and it's not like I didn't like how these people interpreted the songs. Usually there's something, maybe you do it a little different, and this gave us our chance to do it exactly how we wanted to.
Right, exactly. And they do it with their personality, and you do it with your personality.
Yeah.
That kind of ties in to your collaboration with Ray Davies, which, man, how exciting. You were a Kinks fan back in the day, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. The late 60s, into the 70s, I remember going to see him. I met him back in Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis back in the, probably the late 70s or something, and got his autograph and the band's autograph. I stood outside behind Orchestra Hall and waited for them after sound check. That's kind of how big of a fan I was. I got them to sign my Lola versus the Power Man vinyl because that's what we had back then. And I remember Cheap Trick opened up for them. And
oh, what a bill.
I was out in the lobby and had a drink and didn't really pay much attention to them, which was a drag because I ended up being a big Cheap Trick fan. But, yeah, so I followed them for a long time.
Great. And they're one of those bands that...
thrilled to work with them.
Nice. If you just knew them from their, you know, their radio hits, their catalog is so much deeper and richer, and there's so much great stuff in there. Such a great band.
So, yeah, he's kind of a more literary writer. He's just really powerful stuff and interesting and a real voice for the real British... the British mentality, but and ironically, he had this love affair with America, and now just done these series of records, Americana, and just like I grew up, I was grew up in Ohio, ended up moving to Minneapolis, but I always wanted to be from London, you know, wanted to British, and wanted to listen. Being a British cover band was the first thing I ever was in, and yeah, so. Yeah, interesting.
Fun combination of performers. But the thing I was going to say that ties in is that so on that project, on the Ray Davies stuff, you are kind of, it's his project, and the Jayhawks are kind of under his direction. So that's a little bit different. And you're kind of trying to serve his vision of what he's trying to do. So that's kind of a different way than you're used to working, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's such an honor to work with him, and it's really fascinating because he, you know, what people don't think about, or most people don't, is that, you know, the Beatles had George Martin as producer, the Stones in many ways had Glyn Johns or Jimmy, I can't think of his name, or the Kinks pretty much, Ray produced everything, and maybe not the first few records, but... back into the 70s and on, he was the guy, and, you know, really interesting production. And so he's a very hands-on guy. We had a great producer in the booth with Guy Massey, but who's worked with Spiritualized and a lot of cool stuff. But Ray was pretty damn hands-on, and it was really interesting to watch him work.
I would imagine it would be a treat to watch somebody whose records you've enjoyed so much and get that behind-the-scenes glimpse of what they've done. Well, you did one album with them, Americana, that came out within the last couple of years, and now there's another one coming out on June 29th. And you didn't do all the sessions at the same time. They were two different occasions, is that right, or several different occasions that you recorded them?
Two main ones. We did a little audition when we were in Spain. We flew over and this audition for a couple of days. But then once it was set that we were going to do it, we had two large stints with them, different. One was for one record and one was, I don't know how much later it was. Whether it was 9 months later or so, we went back. Or almost a year later, we did the second session for the new record. And last year we went over and played in Hyde Park with them.
Oh, man, that must have been fun.
Abbey Road, and then, you know, go back over to Cox Studios, which is the Kinks studio, so it was pretty surreal in a way.
That almost have been amazing. Yeah, tell me about, so as far as live performance with him, you did the Hyde Park thing. Have you done any other ones?
No, not really, no.
But still, tell me about the Hyde Park experience. How cool was that to be playing in England with Ray Davies?
Yeah, with the it's called something The Proms, and it's like a series of shows over the summer with in Hyde Park, put on by I think the BBC, and I mean, they had a large choir. We had a large choir. We had a symphony orchestra too, so it was amazing in front of like 40,000 people. And so, yeah, it's kind of all downhill from there.
Well, what
and
a wonderful.
Karen Gropper, who is really kind of the star, with he loves Karen, and she's got to sing some lead vocals, and kind of rolled into the fact that she's got a couple lead vocals on her new record.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to both of those projects. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about those, Gary. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and my solo record is being reissued on vinyls of Vagabond, so that's an extended version, double vinyl and vinyl only. So look for that soon.
Oh, okay. Is there a date or just in the future?
There is probably, but I wasn't really prepared. I just realized as I'm doing these interviews, I didn't really figure out exactly when it's coming.
Well, and there's, you know, you have a lot of other things going on. So, you know, keeping track of all that is kind of
an
endeavor.
Personal secretary.
Thanks so much, Gary. Really appreciate you talking with us.
Okay. Thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye.